Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all things in existence. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashraf wa akram al anbiya'i nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of the prophets of Allah, our Prophet Muhammad, and that of his family and companions, all of them in entirety. Amma ba'd, as for what follows, then on this afternoon of the 13th day of the month of Ramadan in the year 1437, we are together at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, locally, and we are online with our brothers in various masjids and centers in the state of Florida, with the Tarbiyah Initiative of Southern Florida, and with Masjid Quba, I believe, in Orlando, and the Islamic Center of Palm Beach, and whoever else has joined us. May Allah Ta'ala bless them all and increase them in goodness. And after our review session, we now begin with the next part of the text, which begins on page 37 of the printed explanation of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, for the tremendous book, Thalathatul Usul, or Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three principles, by Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Tamimi, rahimahullah ta'ala. The author states, I'lam, have knowledge. And Ibn Uthaymeen comments here that we've already mentioned what is sufficient about this phrase, I'lam, have knowledge. Arshadaka Allah, may Allah guide you, may Allah give you rushd. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says, Ar-rushdu al-istiqamatu ala tariq al-haq. Should say ala, not an. Al-istiqama, being upright upon, ala tariq al-haq, upon the path of the truth. That's the meaning of having rushd, and the author is making dua for us to have that. May Allah guide us, لِطَاعَتِهِ, to his obedience. And obedience is مُوَافَقَةُ الْمُرَادِ فِعْلًا لِلْمَأْمُورِ وَتَرْكًا لِلْمَحْذُورِ. It's when someone intends to fulfill what he's ordered to do and abandon what he's been forbidden from. Then he says, أَنَّ الْحَنِيفِيَّةَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, that Hanifiya, the religion of Abraham, he mentions a few comments here. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says that Hanifiya hiya al-milla al-ma'ila an-shirk. It's the religion that opposes polytheism. Al-mabniyatu ala al-ikhlasi lillahi azza wa jal. That which is built upon sincerity and making acts of worship sincerely for Allah alone, the Mighty and Majestic. Milla, the word milla is, as explained by the Shaykh, tariquhu ad-dini, the path of Ibrahim, the religious path of Ibrahim. Alladhi yasiru alayhi, alayhi salatu wassalam, that which he lived upon, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. And Ibrahim, of course, he was Khalilur Rahman, as mentioned in explanation by our Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen. He was the chosen friend or ally of Ar-Rahman, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah had chosen Ibrahim, or taken Ibrahim as a khalil, as a close ally. وَهُوَ أَبُو الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, and he's the father of the prophets. وَقَدْ تَكَرَّرَ ذِكْرُ مَنْهَجِهِ في مواضع كثيرة للاقتداء به. And he's been mentioned, and mention of his methodology in calling his people, that has been mentioned in many passages of the Quran, in order for us to take that as our role model. In the text, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said that this Hanifiyah, the way of Ibrahim, is أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين, that you worship Allah alone, making the religion sincerely and purely for him. In explanation of this, our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen says, قَوْلُهُ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهُ, his statement that you worship Allah, هَذِهِ خَبَرُ أَنَّ, this is the part of the sentence, the second part of the sentence that is attached to the word أَنَّ. فِي قَوْلِهِ أَنَّ الْحَنِيفِيَّةِ, that Hanifiyyah is, here's the khabar that comes explaining what that Hanifiyyah is, وَالْعِبَادَةِ, and the word worship or ibadah, بِمَفْهُومِهَا الْعَامِ, in its most broadest sense, هِيَ تَذَلُّلُ لِلَّهِ, it is to surrender lowly, to humble oneself to Allah in surrender, مَحَبَّةً وَتَعْظِيمًا, in love and in exoneration of Allah, بِفِعْلِ أَوَامِرِهِ, by fulfilling His orders, وَاجْتِنَابِ نَوَاهِيهِ, and by refraining from the matters that He prohibited us from, عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي جَاءَتْ بِهِ شَرَائِعُهُ, in the way that His legislations came with, meaning the details of which. أَمَّا الْمَفْهُومُ الْخَاصُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ, as for the more specific definition of the word worship, الْعِبَادَةِ, يعني تفصيلها, meaning here that which is more explanatory. فَقَدْ قَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ إِبْنُ تَيْمِيَةَ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهِ, then verily Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, الْعِبَادَةُ إِسْمٌ جَامِعٌ, worship, الْعِبَادَةُ, it is a comprehensive term, لِكُلِّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ, covering all things that Allah loves and is pleased with, مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ, of statements, وَالْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ, and actions, both open and secret, كَالْخَوْفِ وَالْخَشْيَةِ, like fear, and another word for fear, خَشْيَة, خَوْف is fear, خَشْيَة is fear of humility, وَتَوَكُّلِ, and putting one's trust in Allah, وَالصَّلَاتِ, and in prayer, وَالزَّكَاتِ, and in the payment of alms, وَالصِّيَامِ, and in fasting, وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ شَرَائِعِ الْإِسْلَامِ, and other matters from the legislated ways of worship in Islam. And then he says, Al-Ikhlasu, regarding the statement of the author that Al-Hanifiyyah is أن تعبد الله وحده, that you worship Allah alone, مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ, sincerely for Him. He gives a definition here of Al-Ikhlas, of sincerity, هُوَ التَّنْقِيَّةِ, it is to purify, وَالْمُرَادُ بِهِ, and the intended meaning of it, أَنْ يَقْصُدَ الْمَرْءُ بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, that a person through his act of worship intends to seek the face of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, وَالْوُصُولَ إِلَى دَارِ كَرَامَتِهِ, and to attain the abode of His grace and honor, بِحَيْثُ لَا يَعْبُدُ مَعَهُ غَيْرَهُ, which this includes in it, that he does not worship anyone along with him. لَا مَلَكًا مُقَرَّبًا, not any angel drawn near. وَلَا نَبِيًّا مُرْسَلًا, and no prophet that's been sent. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High has said, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and then we have revealed to you that you are to follow the millah, the religion of Ibrahim, hanifan, as an upright person of tawheed, and he was not from the polytheists. The 123rd verse of Surah An-Nahl. وقال الله تعالى, and Allah the Most High has stated, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ, and who would be inclined against the religion of Abraham other than the one who manifests foolishness within himself. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, as verily we have chosen him and selected him from the finest of what is in this worldly life. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he is in the hereafter verily from those who are righteous. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember when his Lord called upon him saying, submit as a Muslim. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I have submitted myself as a Muslim to the Lord of all the worlds. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. And it was the legacy, the advice given by Ibrahim to his children and by Ya'qub. Oh, my children, verily Allah has chosen for you the deen, the religion. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So do not die except that you are Muslims. From Surah Al-Baqarah, the 130th through 132nd verses. Then back to the text of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha. Shaykh Al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah states, وَبِذَٰلِكَ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ. And with that, Allah has ordered all of the people, وَخَلَقَهُمْ لَهَا, and He has created them for that purpose. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, as Allah the Most High has stated, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created jinn kind nor mankind except that they would worship me. From Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 56th verse. In explanation of this, our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen states, أي الحنيفية, it shouldn't say حنفية, it should say الحنيفية, that is the religion of being حنيف, upright, a person of monotheism. That is what Allah ordered all the people with. وَهِيَ عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. It is the worship of Allah, making the religion entirely and solely for Him. أَمَرَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ وَخَلَقَهُمْ لَهَا. Allah has ordered all of the people with this and created them for this purpose. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, as Allah the Most High has stated, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And verily we have not sent before you any messenger except that we sent revelation to him that none deserves worship except me, so worship me. From Surah Al-Anbiya, the 25th verse. وَبَيَّنَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كِتَابِهِ. And Allah clarified, and He is the Mighty and Majestic, in His book, أَنَّ الْخَلْقَ إِنَّمَا خُلِقُوا لِهَذَا, that verily the creation, all of them, had only been created for this. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and He, the Most High, has said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have not created jinn kind nor mankind except that they worship me. From Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 56th verse, as mentioned. The author of the text states, وَمَعْنَا يَعْبُدُونِي يُوَحِّدُونِي. And the meaning of worshipping me is that they single me out as the object of their worship. In explanation of that, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen states, يَعْنِ التَّوْحِيدَ, he means tawheed here, مِنْ مَعْنَ الْعِبَادَةِ, is from the meanings of an ibadah. That worshipping Allah alone is from the meanings, from the generality of the word ibadah, worship. وَإِلَّا فَقَدْ سَبَقَ لَكَ مَعْنَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Otherwise, the meaning of ibadah, worship, has already been mentioned to you, both generally and specifically. وَعَلَىٰ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ تُطْرَقْ, and which matters it is applied to. وَأَنَّهَا أَعَمُّ مِنْ مُجَرَّدِ التَّوْحِيدِ, and that it is more general than just tawheed by itself. وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ نَوْعَانِ, and you should know that ibadah or worship is of two types. عِبَادَةٌ كَوْنِيَّةٌ, the worship that takes place within the created realm. وَهِيَ الْخُضُوعُ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْكَوْنِ, and it is the submission to Allah's orders, the orders that He orders the entire creation with. وَهَذِهِ شَامِلَةٌ لِجَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ This encompasses all of the creation. لَا يَخْرُجُ عَنْهَا أَحَدٌ And no one escapes this servitude, this worship. لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى Due to the statement of Allah the Most High, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا There are none in the heavens or anyone on earth except that they come to Ar-Rahman as a worshipper. They come to Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, Allah, as an abd, as someone offering ibadah. From Surah Maryam, the 93rd verse, فَهِيَ شَامِلَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْكَافِرِ So this kind of worship, this ibadah, this encompasses all people, both believers and disbelievers. وَالْبَرِّ وَالْفَاجِرِ And it also encompasses the pious and the wicked. وَالثَّانِي The second meaning of the word worship or ibadah, عِبَادَةٌ شَرْعِيَّةٌ That is the legislated acts of worship. وَهِيَ الْخُضُوعُ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الشَّرْعِي That is submission to the legislative orders of Allah, the Most High. وَهَذِهِ خَاصَّةٌ بِمَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى And this kind of worship is specific to those who obey Allah, the Most High. وَاتَّبَعَ مَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ And they follow that which the messengers came with. مِثْلُ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى Like the statement of Allah, the Most High. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا And the servants of Ar-Rahman, the ibad, the abds, the servants, the slave servants, those who perform ibadah, worship, they are those who walk upon the earth lightly and humbly. From Surah Al-Furqan, the 63rd verse. فَالنَّوْعُ الْأَوَّلُ So the first kind or the first understanding of the word worship, لَا يُحْمَدُ عَلَيْهِ الْإِنسَانِ A person who does it is not praiseworthy because of his doing that. لِأَنَّهُ بِغَيْرِ فِعْلِهِ Because it's not from his choice or his action. لَكِنْ قَدْ يُحْمَدُ عَلَى مَا يَحْصُلُ مِنْهُ However, there are matters connected to it that derive from it that he could be praised for. مِنْ شُكْرٍ عِنْدَ الرَّخَاءِ Like for a person being grateful when he has ease. وَصَبْرٍ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ Or for his patience through hardships and trials. بخلاف النوع الثاني And this is in opposition to the second meaning of the word worship, that which is voluntary and that which a person comes with. فإنه يحمد عليه The person who performs these acts of worship, worshipping Allah, fulfilling His orders and so on, this is a praiseworthy individual. Just to clarify that, for example, mankind doesn't fly. Mankind is under the law of gravity. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the world and everything in it. So these kinds of matters that mankind does not have the ability to go outside of, even if he wanted to. Males don't give birth. Females give birth, right? These kind of laws that Allah has made within His creation, they are شَرْعُهُ الْكَوْنِ They are the legislated ways, not the legislated ways, but rather the actual ways that the universe is governed. And so everyone submits to them whether they like to or not, whether they are rebellious or submissive. They submit to that. No one can defy the law of gravity, for example, and no man can become pregnant and these kinds of things. Rather, everyone submits to these laws and rules within the creation. And so therefore, because it is not a choice and it's not a person's action, that he is not praiseworthy, he's not deserving of any reward for submitting to the likes of gravity, for example. Rather, when a person submits to Allah and worships Allah voluntarily by worshipping Allah with prayer and fasting and these matters, then he is praiseworthy for his choice and he deserves reward from Allah Ta'ala so long as he does so out of sincerity and proper following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the author states, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدُ The greatest thing that Allah has ordered is التَّوْحِيدُ that he is worshipped alone. وَهُوَ إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ بِالْعِبَادَةِ. And the meaning of Tawheed is to single out Allah with all acts of worship. Our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, says here, أَتَوْحِيدُ لُغَةً مَصْدَرُ وَحَّدَ يُوَحِّدُ. The word Tawheed, linguistically, it's a verbal noun based on the verb وَحَّدَ يُوَحِّدُ, to make something into one. أي جَعْلُ الشَّيْءِ وَاحِدًا وَهَذَا لَا يَتَحَقَّقُ إِلَّا بِنَفْيٍ وَإِثْبَاتٍ. And Tawheed does not actually take place except with a negation and an affirmation. نَفْيُ الْحُكْمِ عَمَّا سِوَى الْمُوَحَّدِ. One negates a status for other than the one he singles out. وَإِثْبَاتُ لَهُ. And then he singles his one object out with that thing. فَمَثَلًا, so for example, نَقُولُ, we say, إِنَّهُ لَا يَتِمُّ لِلْإِنسَانِ التَّوْحِيدُ. We say that a person does not have Tawheed intact, حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, until he testifies that none has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. فَيَنْفِي الْأُلُوهِيَّةَ عَمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So he negates, he denounces the right to be worshipped for all besides Allah the Most High. وَيُثْبِتُهَا لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. And he affirms that for Allah alone. وَفِي الْإِصْطِلَاحِ. And in the Islamic technical meaning of the word Tawheed, عَرَّفَهُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ بِقَوْلِهِ. The author of the text gave it a definition saying, التوحيد هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. Tawheed is to single out Allah in worship. أي أن تعبد الله وحده لا تشرك به شيئا. And that means that you worship Allah alone without associating a single partner to Him. لا تشرك به نبيا مرسلا. You do not worship alongside of Him a prophet sent forth. ولا ملكا مقربا, nor an angel drawn close. ولا رئيسا, no head of state. ولا ملكا, no king. ولا أحدا من الخلق, and no person from any of the creation. بل تفرده وحده بالعبادة. Rather, you single him out alone with all acts of worship. محبة وتعظيما, in love and in exoneration. ورغبة, and in hope and aspiration. ورهبةً, and in fear. ومراد الشيخ رحمه الله, and the meaning intended by the Shaykh, may Allah have mercy on him, التوحيد الذي بعثت الرسل لتحقيقه, is the Tawheed that the messengers have been dispatched in order to actualize, in order to call the people to and embody. لأنه هو الذي حصل به الإخلال من أقوامهم, because that is what happens to be that which the people, these prophets and messengers, are sent to. That's what they fail to fulfill, and therefore they are addressed and invited to fulfill. وهناك تعريف أعم للتوحيد. There's even a more general definition of توحيد. وهو إفراد الله سبحانه وتعالى بما يختص به. That is, to single out Allah with all matters that are specific to Him. وَأَنْوَاعُ التَّوْحِيدِ ثَلَاثَةٌ. And this leads us to the three categories of Tawheed that are specific to Allah, and only Allah is to be described with them or be worshipped through them. الْأَوَّلُ, the first category is Tawheed الرُّبُوبِيَّة, the Tawheed of Allah being the Rabb, the Lord, Creator and sustainer. وَهُوَ إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالْخَلْقِ. It is to single out Allah Ta'ala, the Glorified and Most High, as the sole creator. وَالْمُلْكِ, as the sole owner of the universe. وَالْتَدْبِيرِ, and the only one who interacts with it, meaning the only one who has control over it and manages the universe. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, Allahu Khaliqu Kulli Shay', Allah is the creator of all things. From Surah Az-Zumar, the 62nd verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ Is there any creator for you other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? لا إله إلا هو. There is no deity worthy of worship other than Him. From Surah Fatir, the third verse. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High has stated, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Blessed be He, the one in whose hand is the dominion, and He is above all things with capabilities. From Surah Al-Mulk, the first verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Verily to Him belong creation and the order. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of all that exists. From Surah Al-A'raf, the 54th verse. That's the first category of Tawheed. Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah, that Allah alone is described with these matters: creation, provision, and management of the entire creation. Athani, the second kind of Tawheed, is Tawheed Al-Uluhiyyah, wa huwa ifradullah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-ibadah. That is the Tawheed of Uluhiyyah, also called the Tawheed Al-Ilahiyyah, also called the Tawheed of Ibadah, the Tawheed of worship. And that is to single out Allah, the Glorified and Most High, with acts of worship. بأن لا يتخذ الإنسان مع الله أحدا يعبده ويتقرب إليه. In that a man does not take anyone besides Allah as an object of worship, one that he draws near to. كما يعبد الله تعالى ويتقرب إليه, as he worships Allah the Most High and draws near to Him. Think about these first two categories of Tawheed. One of them is a description of Allah that we affirm for Him, and the other one is our action and what we do. Which one is an affirmation for Allah? Rububiyyah or Uluhiyyah? Rububiyyah, that you affirm for Allah, He is the Lord, and you do not claim that anyone else provides or has created or is the Lord of the creation. Then the other one is Tawheed al-Ibadah. It's what you must do. It is the result of the first one. If the first one is true and you are committed to it, then what about your actions? Your actions of worship may only be directed to one object of worship, and that is Allah, Ar-Rabb, the one who is the unchallenged Lord and Creator of the entire universe. Then we have a third category of Tawheed, which is similar to the first one, in that it is something that we believe in and affirm for Allah Ta'ala. That is Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat. The Shaykh says, Al-Thalithu, the third one, Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat. The Tawheed of Allah's names and attributes. Wa huwa ifradu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to single out Allah, the Glorified and Most High, bima samma bihi nafsuhu, with what He has named Himself with. وَوَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ, and that which He has described Himself with in His book. أَوْ عَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, or that which He is described with upon the tongue of His Messenger. May Allah raise His rank and grant Him peace. وَذَلِكَ بِإِثْبَاتِ مَا أَثْبَتَهُ, and that is through affirming all matters that He has affirmed for Himself, all names, attributes, descriptions, and actions. وَنَفْيِ مَا نَفَاهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ, and to negate all things that He has negated from Himself without tahrif, without altering or changing the meanings of the textual evidences, corrupting their meanings, perverting the texts. وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ, without negating those attributes outright. وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ, and without seeking after their specific details. وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ, and without seeking to understand them relatively to the attributes of created beings. The Shaykh continues saying, وَمُرَادُ الْمُؤَلِّفِ هُنَا تَوْحِيدُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. The author, when he states Tawheed here, he means Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the second of these three in the order that we have presented them here. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the worship of Allah Ta'ala alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي ضَلَّ فِيهِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ It is the one that the polytheists have gone astray away from. الَّذِينَ قَاتَلَهُمُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Those that the Prophet fought against, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَاسْتَبَاحَ دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ And those whose blood was declared permissible, and their wealth, وَأَرْضَهُمْ وَدِيَارَهُمْ And their land and their homes, وَسَبَى نِسَاءَهُمْ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ They took their women and children as captives based on it. وَأَكْثَرُ مَا يُعَالِجُ الرُّسُلُ أَقْوَامَهُمْ عَلَى هَذَا النَّوْعِ مِنَ التَّوْحِيدِ And most of what the messengers confronted their people over of the three categories of Tawheed was this one specifically, the right of Allah to be worshipped alone. قَالَ تَعَالَى Allah the Most High has said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ And we dispatched to every nation a messenger proclaiming that you must worship Allah. From Surah An-Nahl, the 29th verse. فَالْعِبَادَةُ لَا تَسِحُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ So worship is not correct, it is not accepted except when dedicated to Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَمَنْ أَخَلَّ بِهَذَا التَّوْحِيدِ فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ And whoever violates this tawheed, then he is a polytheist disbeliever. وَإِنْ أَقَرَّ بِتَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَالْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ Even if he were to support and agree with and endorse Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, affirming that Allah alone is the Lord and Creator, and affirming some of Allah's names and attributes. فَلَوْ فَرَضَ أَنَّ رَجُلًا يُقِرُّ إِقْرَارًا كَامِلًا If we could think of a case of a man agreeing with, endorsing with total endorsement and total agreement, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Rububiyyah, that Allah is the Lord, creator and sustainer of the creation, all of it, wal asma'i wa sifati, and only Allah has the most beautiful names and attributes, affirming what Allah has affirmed for himself, and negating what Allah has negated from himself. Imagine a person like this, وَلَكِنَّهُ يَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْقَبْرِ However, he goes to a grave, فَيَعْبُدُ صَاحِبَهُ And he worships the occupant of the grave, أَوْ يُنذِرُ لَهُ Or he takes an oath through the name of that dead person, قُرْبَانًا يَتَقَرَّبُ بِهِ إِلَيْهِ Seeking nearness to that dead person, فَإِنَّهُ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ Then such a person is a polytheist disbeliever who would reside eternally in the fire. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah, the Most High, says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ Verily, anyone who commits shirk with Allah, he worships another along with Allah, then surely Allah has made paradise haram upon him, forbidden for him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ And his abode will be the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ The oppressive ones shall find no supporters. From Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 72nd verse. وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ التَّوْحِيدُ أَعْظَمَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ And Tawheed has been the greatest thing that he has ordered. لِأَنَّهُ الْأَصْلُ الَّذِي يَنْبَنِي عَلَيْهِ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ Because it is the foundational matter that the entire religion is built upon. وَلِهَذَا بَدَأَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And thus, it is what the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, began with when calling to Allah, وَأَمَرَ مَنْ أَرْسَلَهُ لِلدَّعْوَةِ أَنْ يَبْدَأَ بِهِ And it is that which he dispatched people to call to when he sent them to call to a people. He sent them to begin with this matter, that they worship Allah Ta'ala alone. Having taken this portion of the explanation of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, and fearing for our brothers in Florida that the time of their iftar is getting close, we will end our session at this time, sending salat and salam upon the finest of creation, our Prophet Muhammad, and that of his family and companions, all of them in entirety. If there is a correction to an error made or an important question seeking clarification about something presented today, we can take it at this time. وجزاكم جميعا وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.